If you're looking for a spot that's got everything you need to roll, puff, or relax, pull up to Smokers Castles Outlet. From premium cigars, vapes, kratom, all your smoking essentials, they got it fresh, affordable, and all in one place. So skip the runaround. Smokers Castle Outlet is your go-to smoke shop. Big selection, better prices, and good vibes. Located at 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Located next to Cricket Wireless. 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky.
Another confirmed multimedia production.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch. This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. I'm back. I'm back with another special guest, another episode. The train keeps going. We got No Worries Gentry. Welcome to the set.
Hey. I'm excited.
Appreciate that.
I appreciate you having me, though, for real, for real.
You're talking about my homie Cheatham. She's like my consultant, and she keeps my, as far as like local and, you know, and she's a big girl too. And like, you should have her. She's dope. She does this. She does skits. And she's been bigging you up for a while. So okay, we had to get you on her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear it. You just never know who you can, like, you touch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had this lady the other day. I got baptized and she was like, you was the girl that got baptized. Like, who just said stuff like that? Like, I didn't realize me posting the things I post, how much it reaches other people. I had this lady tell me from Australia she wanted to come and visit me. Like,
Australia.
Like, that's love. I got more outside, I won't say fame, but more outside, I guess was what you would say, than locally. And I'm okay with that because I'd rather have that. Mm-hmm. But I love the people here in Louisville that do support me. I do appreciate that because without them, I mean, that's where it started.
I love my hometown, but no slight against Louisville.
Yeah.
This is, if I was in Atlanta, if I was born and raised in Atlanta, strangers and, you know, it's going to make you rich. That, you know what I mean?
The what people, you say.
Strangers going to make you rich. It ain't going to be, that's why I don't cry. Like, shout out to certain people, you know, family members and friends. People order shit all day on the internet.
Yeah.
Still ain't got no Big and Lazy merch. I see all type of design. I ain't hip. Got PTS draws.
Savage
50. Big $300 shirts, but damn, my shirt's $20.
You still, Kenny, thank you. Hello.
I make you rich. So I don't slight that, but like, I was coming into the studio, right?
Okay.
So we don't even hear late night on the Sunday.
Okay.
So the owner of the building, I'm walking into the building, he gets out his truck. Big and lazy. Let me shake your hand, man. He said, I'm like, what? Older white man, probably in his late 40s, early 50s. I want to shake your hand, man. I don't ever get to see you much, man, because my grandson, he's a big fan, and he said, Dad, or Granddad, they got some legendary people in there. You don't know who he got in there. And that really, you know.
Yeah, and a touch, yes. And this, what you're doing, being yourself, you know, actually giving people a chance on your platform to expand what they're doing in life. You know, a lot of people don't get those chances, regardless if it's a small platform or a big platform. It's the same way I look at it, like, is when I'm performing. Like, when I tell you I hate performing.
Really?
Yes. That's probably.
Are you, like, shy? Like,
I get short-winded. I'm a big girl. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, I don't want to keep on doing all that. But
yeah, lip sync. Give the mic to the audience.
I'm telling you, mouth be dry. But every time I perform, people love it. So that's what keeps me coming back. You know, that's the easiest way for me to get my music out because I kid you not, people will not share your stuff. No, like if when it comes to certain things. So like when I'm putting my music out, it's hard to get people to share it. But if I go perform, it's a different thing. They sharing it. You know, they asking me where can I find it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's this always different platforms we have to take.
Right.
To get out there. And it'd be a lot.
So tell us about your early days in Louisville. How did your environment and upbringing shape you who you are today?
Oh, well, my parents, they invested a lot in me, you know, RIP to my daddy. But he definitely, he molded me to be the young lady I am today. And shout out to my mama, too, though. But this just, my parents letting me know that it's okay to be who you want to be. And people are always going to judge you no matter what. Like, you're never going to be.
No matter what.
perfect, and we know that, but we always want to be perfect for our parents, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like I had a good life. Like, I ain't struggle, you know? I can't say, yes, I was raised in the hood, 44th and Market, but in my mind, I felt like I was out there, and you feel me, the rich people's. You,
right.
Yeah, like, my lights wouldn't ever cut off, you feel me? I didn't have to worry about where my next meal was going to come from, but people,
it's a blessing.
Yes, that have went through that, mm-hmm. I applaud them. My parents was married. I mean, you know, right, yeah. My daddy passing away, but my parents were married. Like, I was probably literally the only one out of my friend groups where their parents were married.
That's crazy. Like, and I say this all the time, too. Like, just because you grew up in the hood, and myself is excluded, like, it was good days in the hood. Like,
do you
like
hear me?
Said, my life went ever off. I wasn't rich and Gucci and new Jordans.
Yeah, exactly.
If you got two or three... And throughout the school year, if you got three pairs of shoes, you was rich. You got one the first day of school. You got one at Christmas.
Yes.
Tax time in Derby. Mm-hmm. If you got that third, you was doing it. You know what I mean?
Doing it, yes.
So, and I never, like, I know some people, I grew up all starving rats and roaches.
I ain't have that. But, you know, sometimes I wish I had, though, like, the grandma's house, like, mm-hmm. where you and all your cousins get together and y'all have sleepovers. Like, I ain't really have that. And that's not because my granny didn't want it. My cousins don't live her.
Right.
So it was like, I went on my granny's house, but I'm like, I'm bored. You know what I'm saying? Like, what we doing? Like, ain't no other kids over here.
So you're not from Louisville?
So my mom was born in Chicago. So that's where my aunties, well, one of my aunties still live at. But my other aunties, their kids was younger than me. So they came, you know, after I'm 32. I think my little cousin's probably like 20-something, so we wasn't
right.
really together, you know what I'm saying? So it was just really me over, and it was boring to me.
Man, one of the biggest blessings, and I miss it now, you don't miss your water till your well run dry. My granny, she's still alive, but her husband passed a couple years ago, so she don't cook like she used to.
Ooh-wee.
Every Sunday, you could set your watch to it. She has some Sunday dinner. She, you know, macaroni and cheese, everything.
Yeah.
Sunday dinner, but I ain't, and I just, it just hit me. They're like, damn, I ain't said that in a long time.
Right.
And I ain't holding her as guilt. She's 78, 70. She done did
that's
her dope.
That's yeah. dope, though.
So that's my homie Cheatham just said that, you know how blessed you are. You still got your granny. You still got your granny in life.
Fans, yeah, so I definitely, and yeah, my granny's like 80.
Really?
Yeah, so.
It's amazing.
But, like, my dad's at my granny, I didn't get to meet her. She had already passed away. So I didn't get to have that bond. But, of course, we had a big mama, which was my auntie, mm-hmm. which is his oldest sister. And what you said, I not even on Sundays. I'm talking about fish fry Fridays, spaghetti Saturdays. You know, like, right. It was, like, planned. And I used to get so excited to get out of school. But on my auntie's house, we about to grow up. You know what I'm saying? So I do miss that. It changed the dynamic in your life when them people pass away because, unfortunately, family don't be as tight no more when that one person hold it together.
Right. And I was talking to my, peers who, people don't grill no more. People don't. Nick, we other people, bro. What the fuck you talking about? We ain't
it's
12
our
no more, right?
Right. You depending on somebody else to do because that's what you so used to when you can go out there and do the same thing.
Yeah, my granny just called me. We just had this conversation. She calls me Biggie. She said, Biggie.
Aww.
Not so much as I'm the chosen one, but she said, you know, life inspector, you're with 75, 80. She said, somebody's going to have to step up. Uh-huh. And we just had a talk, and a nice long talk. I love my granny.
You know what's so crazy? My Facebook name used to be My Black Is Real, and they made me change it. And I was like, man, My Black Is Real? I do not know. It used to be my Facebook name.
Like a black and mild?
No, like my skin tone.
Okay.
My black is real. Oh, I know it, dude.
Nigga smoking fake blacks. And I'm like, I ain't help, man. I don't know, man. Nigga smoking.
No, so, you know, I guess I don't know why they made me change, but they made me change. I was like, man, what do I change it to? And I was like, no worries. I wasn't like into doing music. I wasn't doing poetry. I wasn't doing content or nothing. So like none of that had anything to do with it. It was literally because I was like, growing up, I ain't have no worries.
Right.
So, and of course my last name is Gentry. So that just stayed on her. But mm-hmm. literally that name, it defines me more than what I even knew it could and would. Like when I say that, it's like when you leave it all to God, you don't have no worries. Like literally. You walk by faith.
Okay. It's amazing.
Sure.
So who is your biggest influences growing up musically and personally?
Okay. Well, growing up, I listened to a lot of old school, of course. And so Luther Vandross.
Shout out to Luther, man.
Yeah, yeah. Drell LaVert, my daddy was a big Drell LaVert fan, and my mom was a big Luther Vandross fan. So literally, them two, I could, you know, sing they whole albums.
Lil Luther or Big Luther?
I have to go with Big Luther. You know, Lil Luther, he put me to sleep. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
But absolutely, I definitely like listening to that kind of music. I mean, that kind of music don't never get old.
It don't.
You know, it's
timeless. They still recycling it to this day.
Exactly. You know, Big, if I say his name wrong, I got to apologize. That's also one of my favorite rappers, Big X the Plug. But you know how he does all...
You said it right.
Okay. He do all his samples from old school, you know, and he make it make sense.
He does.
You know, and I don't know, but far as, you know, someone in my life outside of a famous person, had to be my daddy off top, you know, my biggest supporter. Every time he would introduce me, it was never, this is just my daughter. This is my daughter, the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that always stuck with me. And I just was like, you know what, Daddy, I'm going to do it. I can do it. Because you can do anything you set your mind to. You just got to want to do
it. So you said you started out doing poetry?
Correct. I did. I started out doing poetry in my bedroom. You know how they do. You start out there recording yourself looking goofy. That's what I felt like. But I started out there and then.
So this is like. Audio portrait, or was you like writing?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I was writing. You
okay,
know what I'm saying? And then I was recording myself so I could, you know, put it on social media
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And I was like, I can't get out in front of nobody because I was shy. And so it took me a long time. I never really performed until like almost 2000.
Really?
My first poetry. And shout out to Deep Sea because he was who gave me a chance to even come and do my poetry. He has something called a living room. So,
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so if you could you get Deep Sea on here for us? Like, could you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I could definitely hit him up and let him know. Yeah, about
y'all. We're trying to get him on here.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't think he seen my message. This is when we first started. It was years ago, but we need to get him on there. The living room, like, what was that experience like?
Oh, that was love. So they was doing at the old Virtue.
Yeah, okay.
It was at Oak Street. I don't good with my streets, but down there, they was doing it down there, and baby, it was nice because you had that Virtue crowd automatically. Then, you know, you bringing your peoples, of course, you know, so it was really nice. I never realized how many people really enjoy poetry, you know, because the poetry I used to see was, of course, Maya Angelou, and I'm like, she's saying some good stuff, but it's very slow, like, yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, but they do some dope stuff, and the opportunities that you get after you perform and people see you.
Yeah, like, networking opportunities, yes.
Correct. And he believes, and I feel like he believes in anybody. Like, even if it didn't sound good, baby, he made you feel
yeah.
so. I love him for that. Like, he has a good heart, you know what I'm saying? And him doing it always for free, that'd be the hardest part, because people don't ever want to pay when it's
right.
time to pay.
Have you host poet,
yes,
comedian?
I have hosted before,
uh-huh.
and that is cool. Don't get me, but keeping the crowd going, that's a lot.
Really?
For me? Because, baby, I'm just one of them type of people, like, I want to joke on you. And a lot of people can't take it. You got to watch out what you say.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a jokester all day, baby. It ain't no fat joke you can't say to me that's going to hurt my feelings. I do not care, because I got one for you, too, whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hosting sometimes is a hit and miss depending on the crowd. And you don't want to do too much talk, but you want to do just enough.
So how many events have you hosted? It was like a one-time thing?
I did about three. And that's been it, though. Like, I haven't did any more. I normally just perform for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I've this last event that I did, I hosted and I did my song. You know what I'm saying? To keep the crowd. It was like a little intermission, you know, keep the crowd going. So
what's your favorite? You are the poet, rapping... comedian, like, what is your favorite thing to do? So I see you wear many hats.
I really would say being, like, a comedian would be, like, and I haven't, like, got on stage and done it, but, like, just being, doing my authentic content, like, coming up, like, everybody remembers me saying, under the fupa is a chalupa,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that really got me out there seeing that.
Right.
So just coming up with stuff like that people wouldn't think about, that's what I enjoy doing, and just putting those type of words out there to be like, you know what, under the fupa is a chalupa. looper. It's okay.
So that was you behind it? Was, I remember that saying.
Yeah, that was me. That was me, you know. And then, you know, Big Girls is always in season. Like, and I did that, and I do my little jumps and stuff. That's really what people know me from is I jump in literally every video I do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you know, and that was just me being funny. Like, I didn't even think nothing about it. And people, they just be like, you ain't do a jump. When I don't do a jump, it's like the video don't even hit it. You know, I got to do a jump. I'm like, I don't always want to do a jump.
So have you collabed with any, like, content creators locally to do videos?
No, I haven't. But, I mean, I've had the opportunities, you know what I'm saying? It's just that sometimes you have to be careful with who you collab with because what they do on their social media can affect your social media.
Yeah, that's amazing right there.
And you don't want that. Like, if you messy, I don't want messiness about to my stuff.
Right.
Because that's not what we doing over here.
Real talk, positivity. I ain't trying to expose nobody. What people do behind closed doors is their business.
Correct.
I try to keep it most positive as I can, man.
Correct. And that's all I want. We're going to get negativity, and that's okay.
Right.
But I'd rather for that negativity just to come from my page, not from what you have done and bought to my page.
If you're looking for a spot that's got everything you need to roll, puff, or relax, pull up to Smokers Castles Outlet. From premium cigars, vapes, kratom, all your smoking essentials, they got it fresh, affordable, and all in one place. So skip the runaround. Smokers Castle Outlet is your go-to smoke shop. Big selection, better prices, and good vibes. Located at 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky. Located next to Cricket Wireless. 4431 Dixie Highway, Louisville, Kentucky.
I work at the casino on the 30th shift, and you'd be surprised how many times people, because I'm a people person, you know. And he said, man, you the best deal I ever had, man. And it don't be nothing like, right. I just be, how your day is going, you know, how about them Cardinals?
No, just, for real. This serious. Small talk. So it ain't all word all the time. All
right. Yeah. You recently released the EP, Something Different.
Yeah.
What was the story behind that title and the themes you wanted to explore?
So because every song, of course, you know, people do songs, everything means something different. So, Something Different.
Mm-hmm.
I literally, my first song was called In My Bag.
Right.
I'm the type of bitch you never had. Yeah, what? I'm in my bag. It was just like, I don't know. It was heartfelt because I was like, I can do it. Now, don't get me wrong. My girlfriend helped me because, baby, I couldn't get on the beat for nothing. Did she rap? Yes.
Okay.
Baby Blue. Baby, she's hard to me.
So they ain't rapping, Baby
Yes, Blue? Baby Blue.
Check out Baby
yeah,
Blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she helped me with that. And then that was supposed to really be it. I was not supposed to do no more songs. But I thought I did that song. I was like, I could do some more songs. Then, of course, you know, I got put one out for my Big Girls.
Right.
So I got a song called Big Girls. You know, so, but every, like
Have
I said,
you shot visuals for any of these?
So, actually, to Poet's Pen, I literally just did my first video. Shout out to JoJo. We haven't uploaded it yet. So, that's going to be the first video. I haven't did any, like visuals, though, but that one right there is the video, though. So once that get released, though, I'm excited. It takes a lot to do a video. I was tired doing that.
It does.
I'm like, come on. So, but yeah, if y'all haven't downloaded my EP, Something Different, hey, go download it. I think it's hard, of course, you know. And
you know it's hard.
Yeah, man, yeah. I know, right? I got to have that confidence. I know it's hard, but it's only six songs on there. And I kid you not, I feel like them six songs took me forever. So that's why I don't really think rapping is my lane. It would just be something I do every now and then. I'm going to be a Redman, Method Man type of girl.
Right.
I'm going to put something out. I'm going to go behind the scenes and, you know, be quiet. I'm going
to put... Top out everybody.
Yeah. I ain't trying to make song after song after song. I don't have that in me.
Is there any features on there?
No. I lied. My girl. We got a song called Hood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No Worries featuring Baby Blue. It's hard. It's hard as you know, what you see in the hood.
I'm going to check it out on the way
yeah,
home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's H-U-U-D.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Hood. That's how you spell it.
So, if you could collab with anybody locally, give me one person locally and one person, a famous person, who would it be?
You know, locally, I would have to say, and I might say his name wrong, One Take Timmy.
You said it right.
Okay. I like him. He's hard. He be talking about some nice stuff. So
we just had, DJ Cam up here. He said he's the best rapper in the world. He gave him that title.
Dang.
That's a nice title.
It is. But, I mean, he deserves it, you know, at that point, you know, so. He's hard. I ain't gonna hold him. And of course, you know, next would be my girl, of course, you know, but him, he's cold. He's cold. Famous wise, definitely Big X the plug. Like,
really? I fuck with Big X.
I love him. Do you hear me? I used to like Rod. He just started doing too much crying for me though. But
I'm not fucking with Rod. You remember Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
When Tyrese was on Breakfast Club.
Yes.
And the last time he was on there, and Charlamagne trying to give him some tissue because he was about to cry. That was me with Rod Wave. He comes on the radio. I said, "Look, not today, Papa. I'm not crying. No more tears.
No, for real.
Serious.
Yeah. But absolutely. Like, you know, I was thinking to myself, female wise, I have to do something with. I have to say Lotto.
Now, shout out to Lotto. That sugar honey iced tea at last. Take nice.
Do you hear me? You know, Gorilla's heart. Yeah, I love Gorilla. You know, but I just with Lotto, like, I just feel like sometimes she don't get that, you know, like she needs. Like, she can't, like, she did a rap game. Like, Jermaine Dupri's kind of, he's hard on his people. She's like one of the first people to really make it from the rap game. You know, like, I mean, it's other people, but.
Wasn't she on, like, a reality show?
That's what I'm talking about with Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called The Rap Game.
Okay,
yeah,
I got
you. Yeah, sorry. So she was like really one of the first people to make it from that that's still making it. You know what I'm saying? And they make it. They do little things. But sis did her own thing outside of that, too. Her parents invested in her. So
I seen that. Her mother was it something crazy that she invested
in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then her daddy was, you know, on the TV show. Yeah. Right. So this scene, it was so funny for like, you know, somebody be like, dang, I looked at you grow up, you know? So like watching her on that and then watching her now, the transformation, it's amazing. That's amazing.
So looking back, first starting out, what would you give some advice to a younger you?
Don't ever give up. Even when you feel like you can't do it, don't give up. Because when you give up, it don't matter no more. Your dreams, you just be plateaued.
Never. Don't give up. Keep going.
Yeah.
So you said you hold it down for the big girl. Do you receive any, like, because I know I receive some hate because I'm a big guy. Like, I think big people got it hard already. You know what I mean? I think if I was about 60 pounds lighter, I loved all the support now, but I have a little extra support. This is about 50 pounds lighter, like.
Right. Yeah, no, you ain't lying about that.
And how you deal with the negativity?
Okay. So I was actually bigger than this just last year.
Right.
So just, you know, I don't want to be skinny. I just want to be healthy, you know. So and people forget that big people, we ain't all lazy, you know, but we have lazy ways, but like anyone else. But they always be like, because you're bigger. You're damn right. I'm tired, you know, but you have to be the one to change it. So my thing is being big, it doesn't define you.
It don't.
You define your own big because every big person is different.
And I think that people, when heavier set people have confidence and cockiness or whatnot, it even rubs them even harder. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think, like, well, why wouldn't I say I got the best platform?
Right.
Why wouldn't I say I'm the best? Why wouldn't I say, you know, I don't know.
We have to, it's almost like when you're a big person, it's almost just like being a black person, of course. Like, you have to set that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to come in the way you want people to respect you. So when I come in, I wanna leave an impact on your life, good or bad. It's however you take it, but you won't forget who I am. When you see me, I'm like, that's no worries.
Right. So being an authentic content creator, well, it's a thin line between clout chasing and being authentic.
Correct.
So how do you balance that? Like,
so I just try to come up with things, like I said earlier, to just make sure that it describes who I am, or it puts out what I want to put out. You know, like I do the little TikTok, you know, dances and stuff like that, but that's not really my go-to thing. So that's when it's the thin line. Like, are you going to be saying positive things to, you know, draw people's attention? Or you just want to just keep doing what other people are doing and just don't have the mindset for yourself to bring out who you are?
Right. So what's the short-term goals for you in the next, say, the 3 to 5 years?
You know, so crazy, I didn't even think about that. So you making me think, which is cool. I would definitely just say, just to get my name out there, you know, like I said, just to keep representing for my big girls, that's really all I want to do. You know, I'm trying to get on the Jennifer Hudson show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Trying to get the corridor and do a little dance.
I need to do the little dance, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people don't think about that. Like, you got to it's more than just performing, you know, like that. You are performing, but not like performing. It, you want to get out there, and then you want to reach out to people that do stuff, give people chances. Like, she gives a lot of people chances, you know, that ain't famous. So that's just the mindset I'm at. Like, I just want to do little stuff like that. I want to spread the word.
I want to be like, because I'm a big fan of the Wans, and I want to be like, I want to look back and like, I want to get a network of going, of team people going. I want to look back in 20 years like, man, they Big and Lazy was fucking with them before anybody.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to do.
And that's dope, and you can do it, though. So you at the right place right now.
Yeah, man,
keep going. Yeah.
This is the key.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So coming out as gay, did you have any negative feedback, and how was that experience?
It was different because
I just had I had a family member just recently come out, and the first thing I say, I accept you. I don't give a fuck I accept you.
My mom told me she knew, she was just waiting on me to say it. You know what I'm
Every
saying?
Every type of thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My daddy, he was a homophobic, so that was kind of, you know, it was kind of hard with him, you know. He when I told him, he just walked away. Then he came back and he was like, I love you. You know, it's always tell me it's different when it's your child. So I had to take that in consideration. And you just, you know, you don't ever want to disappoint your parents, but you are.
Right.
But then I have to live my life. And if this is what I chose to, who I chose, the sexuality I chose to go, you know, like, you should still support me because I would support you. But also, too, I have to realize, like, back in the day, like, my daddy was born in, like, 1954. Like, that stuff wasn't...
Times were different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's like drag. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to be cautious of things like that. And I just had to come to reality and be like, nope. Because, like, how my daddy's gone, like, if I would have still hid that, it would hurt me because I wouldn't have been able to ever express, you know, my sexuality to my daddy and him to love who I love.
You speak highly of your daddy, and nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Would you say you're a daddy's girl?
Absolutely.
And,
I'm the only child.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're only child, daddy's girl. You both ways. So you spoke earlier that a lot of your friends didn't have a father figure in the house. Do you see how that affected them negatively, or if any at all, not growing up with a father figure in your peers?
You know what? Yes and no. I say yes because, I feel like the current heart, you know, as a lot of women, I don't know, they be like, they don't know that, what is that? What am I looking for? They don't have that male role model in their life. Men let them down. So, cause they didn't have their father, they've been let down all their life. Like, that would be like the thing that I've seen a lot in my friends, but their mothers love them unconditionally, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of hard because, like I said, when I grew up, I didn't even look at it like it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I it never even dawned on me, for real. But, I just realized, like, hold on, am I the only one where they mama and daddy is, you know, together?
I only seen this shit in movies.
That's what a lot of people used to tell me, but it's never really, like...
No lie. Y'all remember the child support? They used to come out in the newspapers. Newspapers. You used to get the newspaper in school. No lie. In Westport Middle, sixth grade, we used to take the newspaper, take highlighters, and we look for our daddy. We seriously. We'll pass it around. Look, my daddy owed this. No lie. My daddy was in there. Like,
yeah.
No lie. It was like half the class. My daddy was on back child. Serious. It was sad.
Dang.
Looking back as a 12-year-old kid, it was all shits and giggles. Mm-hmm. But now it was kind of sad. Half the fucking class. Look, my daddy's on
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know. But in it, and that's another thing. Like, a lot of people call my daddy pops, you know. So I didn't, like, of course, you know, like I told you, I'm the only child. So I grew up calling a lot of people brother and sister because I didn't have any, you know. So a lot of people looked up to my father. And that was always love because a lot of people don't gravitate to the father. They always be like, at moms, you know what I'm saying? So it was really good, like, growing up knowing that, shoot, my daddy taking me to school. Look, come go get my friend's daddy. We out, and he take us to McDonald's, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, no parents back then, they ain't got no money for you and your friends. You know, my daddy didn't care. Y'all hungry, we gonna all eat, you know? So that was always embedded in me, though, so I'm still the same way, even with my friends.
Yeah, that's what's up. That was an amazing conversation. Yeah. Thank you for stopping by. Is there anything you want to say before you get out of here?
Once again, thank you for having me. And y'all go download my EP, Something Different, if y'all haven't.
Go download it, all platforms. Big and Lazy Pod is the IG. BigandLazy.com is the website. Thank y'all for the support.
Another confirmed multimedia production. Confirmed. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. It was something good, good to eat. It was something good to watch.